due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
Now, I hate to remind all you John Cena fans, but the foundation of Suplex City was built on the mangled carcass of the pontiff of hustle, loyalty, and respect.
Hi, this is Trish Stratus from the WWE, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK. Keep listening, because Stratisfaction's guaranteed.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Wrestling fans, welcome to the Pain Clinic for January 19th. It's Snowmageddon Day. Freeze Miser is taking over today. Holidays today, real quick. It's National Popcorn Day and National Tin Can Day. One of my favorite movies. Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, Donuts Delight, Empire at Culver. Join us February 9th for UFC 234. And I figured it out since last week. It's not the same weekend as the Super Bowl.
It's the weekend after.
That's right. It's the weekend after. The Super Bowl is the week before. So we'll be there February 9th, UFC 234, Salvatore Saloon. Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 Eastridge Road. Salvatore Saloon's in the center of Scottsville. 10 p.m. start time. Get there early. Hosted by us. Drink specials all night long. That's February 9th at Salvatore Saloon in Scottsville. And Salvatore's at the garage door. Of course, that's in Irondequoit. UFC 234. Hey, interested in roller derby? Want to be a skater, officiate? Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact recruitment at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com and join Rock City Roller Derby. Welcome to the show today. It's a rather intimate show. It's the Cash. I'm your humble host, Cash Man. I'm joined by Danger Boy.
Good morning.
In the studio with DC Dan Call.
Good morning.
You got the Double D's in Studio B, and you got the Cash Man here, and we're here to talk pro wrestling, and you can give us a call, 222-1280. If you're outside the area code, put a 585 in front of that. You can text us at that number if you're shy. I'll read the funny ones, and I do get them. And I appreciate people like Champ out there sending funny ones. So please send the funny ones. But we're here to talk the world of pro wrestling, and we do this every week. And we've had, you know, this past week, you know, we got 1 week until the Royal Rumble, my favorite pay-per-view of the year.
Mine as well.
I agree.
Okay, I will say my favorite WWE pay-per-view, because NXT shows far surpass anything WWE does.
Well, I look forward to all those, but it's not like we can have one, circle it on the calendar, and look forward to it every year.
That's true.
Yeah, and that's yeah, no, this is since I was a little kid, this has been my favorite WWE pay-per-view. And then we add in our little extracurriculars, and it makes it even that much more fun.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, there's ways to do fun, friendly gambling at home with the Royal Rumble. If you ever,
for entertainment purposes only.
That's right. For entertainment purposes. Is only please no wagering, but that we will we do, but that's coming up next week, and we're kind of building to it fast. We've got some changes in the card this past week, which, you know, changes we see on TV don't absolutely mean that wasn't planned. It just means they finally got to the point. For instance, we're going to get Brock Lesnar versus Finn Balor for the Universal Heavyweight title there on Raw, and for Raw. And I think that's a good thing. I'm kind of excited to see this, because it's two styles. You know, I mean, can Finn Balor pull like a Daniel Bryan and bait, you know, and do make a good match with Brock Lesnar? You know,
there might be an added touch to this match too, if you remember.
Yeah.
Who's, I mean, Finn Balor is there, but he does have an alter ego.
That's true. Oh, the Beast. We'll have the Beast versus the Beast.
The Demon versus the Beast.
The Demon versus the Beast, yeah. Oh,
you're thinking of Glass.
Yeah, yes. Sorry.
Which is out in theaters yesterday.
Yes, it was. I saw it and reviewed it for the...
Can't wait for that movie plug money to come rolling in.
Yeah, where is that? I did do
every other commercial break, we got to plug Glass.
No, yeah. I know. Isn't that funny how they were just... obviously, it was written in front of them and they just work it in. I actually saw it. It was pretty good. And if you want to check out our review, CineChat podcast, if you're on the iHeartMedia app, I'm participating in that every week, but not enough of my personal plugs. We're going to get Finn versus Brock. It's like, we're not really sure what, you know, I mean, I'm kind of happy about that because it's different. Thank goodness. You know, in the news, you'll notice I put there that they said, Mr. McMahon changed the Strowman one because he feels Strowman's losing his luster, and if he has him lose again, it might be gone. So
holy crap, it's logical booking.
Yeah, I know.
Wait a second, wins and losses mean something?
Yeah. Wait, pump the brakes. Let's not get too excited.
No, when I read that, it's like that, you know, makes complete sense. So it's like, and Finn never had his rematch, you know, and it was actually a fairly decent match he got to win, where he won that actually got him to it, and Cena put him over big time at the end of it.
And then, and this is actually a match that Brock asked for last year as well.
See, Brock, I have a feeling the best matches we see with Brock are ones he's asked for, because I'm sure Daniel Bryan was an ask for,
Daniel
too.
Bryan,
yeah, you know.
AJ Styles.
Yeah, you know, so it's like, you know, ones where he can go out there and they can, like, tell a great story instead of having two brutes, you know. You know, of course, that's my philosophy. But man, so that's changing for next week, which is pretty cool. But let's talk about kind of relative news to wrestling. Lots of news coming out this past week about people wanting to leave the WWE, and I don't know if this
or people that are leaving.
I don't know if this has to do with All Elite Wrestling. It may have because. And it may not. It just may be because people are, you know, we'll start with the Revival. Let's start with the Revival.
Well, the Revival went out Monday. They beat Lucha House Party. And then apparently they went right backstage and asked for the release in their tights still.
In their tights.
In their tights.
They finally get a win over, and you know what? And they even got to do some mic work leading up to that match too, which I thought was fantastic. You'll hear it later on the show. Revival, you know, I think the Revival, unfortunately, they're another group that got called up and they just didn't know what to do with them.
Well, they got called up and they were going to roll with them pretty well because they came out and beat people up.
And then
they had an injury.
Yeah, and then they had another injury when they got back. So when things started to finally get on track, the tag division was kind of pushed back a little bit, you know? The Raw tag, who's the Raw tag holders?
Bobby Roode and Chad Gable.
Yeah, see, it's like, and when's the last time we seen them on TV? A couple weeks ago?
Yeah, when they beat the Revival.
Yeah, so it's like...
The random lumberjack match.
Yeah, so there's a lot of, as a professional, I mean, I would say that, you know, you bide your time because eventually you're going to get your push. I think a lot of people tell people that. It's like, you know, yeah, you'll be there for... I mean, I don't know what you tell Zach, what's his name, but...
Zach Ryder, you tell him to wait until his contract's up and go hang out with his good buddy Cody.
Yeah, you know, it's like, Zach Ryder, you know, but the money, you know, money's not bad, so there's nothing to complain about. But if they feel like, you know, when does your professional ego overtake the money-making ability you have?
Well, it depends who you are as well. But if you notice, a lot of the guys who are starting to get pushes nowadays, maybe like Andrade, who lost his last name this week.
And middle name.
And middle moniker.
Middle nickname?
Yeah.
CN. Yeah. He's just Andrade now?
He's just Andrade. But you notice he's been getting a couple wins lately, and there's a story that came out that he was warning people away, some of his buddies from CMLO, away from joining the WWE because it's not what's advertised. So you start seeing these stories about people, you know, AJ Styles' contract is up very shortly, and they've cooled him off a bit from when he was champion, but you know, they're not going to let him leave.
He sells merch.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and he's cheered. Wow. He has been ever since he started there.
So you're starting to see some of these guys who people are recognizing, even Finn. I don't know when Finn's contract's up or anything like that, but Finn was not being used right, and all of a sudden he's thrust into the spotlight.
Well, I was talking with Danny before the show, and I said Finn's got to be happy that the people love him, and they pop for him every time he comes out, because if that wasn't the case, they may have let him go a while ago, you know? They may have said, you know, And we have this constant complaint about them not using people right. It's like, you know, because they have Hollywood writers bringing pro wrestler, you know, writing for pro wrestling. and they bring up a bunch of people, you know, and it's great and everything. I mean, look, I mean, how do you feel about Nikki Cross being tagged with all the good ladies, you know, on Raw? You know, I mean, is that
how do you feel about her being on SmackDown and not once crossing paths with Sanity?
Yeah, yeah, you know, it's like, I mean, do you feel that when she's out there that they're obviously trying to force feed us that she's a good person, she's a good guy, you know, when she was an insane person down in NXT.
She just wants to play.
She just does, you know, and she got married this past week, too, it looks like.
Yes.
Yeah, so we'll talk about that later. But I'm just, you know, there's a lot of things that, you know, right now they're in a state of disarray a little bit, and it's like, yes, they've got a plan for it and everything. And to me, honestly, with all the changes and everything, you really got to stick with your go-to guys, Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose. These are guys that you could put at the top of the card. You know.
Well, they finally made it so Seth Rollins can go to the top of the card again because they gave the title he was shooting over Ambrose with to Bobby Lashley, which is actually a good move.
Oh, I thought it was a great move. Yeah.
And it was a good match, too.
It was. And it was like, and, you know, I mean, you know, Bobby had some help, but it's nice to put a belt on that guy. You know, he hasn't held anything since, I think, the ECW.
Correct.
Yeah, he had the ECW title. He's one of the last guys to hold it.
But we also forgot some guys that, or we forgot that Mike Bennett. Or Mike Kanellis asked for his release.
Well, it was him and his wife, Maria.
His wife, they said it's been corrected. His wife didn't ask for her release.
So Mike asked for his release.
Mike asked for his release. But he's not supposed to be going to AEW. He would be going back to ROH.
Ring of Honor or maybe even Impact. Because, I mean, that's really the only time he ever got any prominence, I remember, on TV. And Impact's still around, folks. If you watch it, it's on... they stream it now on, Twitch? Yeah, it's on Twitch as well as it's on the new channel, the Heritage channel. You know?
But we also forgot to mention, probably the bigger name out of anything, is the guy who recently changed his Twitter handle back to his real name and hasn't been seen on TV since he got the crap kicked out of him.
You mean a guy who may have been in Rochester back in November doing a comedy club appearance?
Yes, whose contract may be up on January 31st.
Ooh.
And maybe looking for a more open schedule to continue his comedy.
Yeah, I've read some statements from him. I've seen some statements where he said that he just wants to expand his comedy career. And, of course, you folks, you know we're talking about Dolph Ziggler. Dolph, he has been gone since he got beat in the end of last year. So
yeah, but another thing that people, I mean, he says he wants to continue his comedy. Wrestling is going to make him money still, and he is really good friends with Cody Rhodes.
Another good friend of Cody.
Sorry, Cody. I can't call him Cody Rhodes.
Cody. And Cody, of course, All Elite Wrestling, which another thing Danny and I were talking about a little bit before we went on the air is like they really, we don't know the game plan for what there is, but I guess once they have a network, then we'll get the game plan. And then maybe we'll find out what's going to happen with Kenny Omega, you know? And I mean,
I wouldn't be surprised if you didn't see a network announcement for a little bit because they wouldn't start that until SmackDown's off Tuesdays.
But they've got some people under contract now. I mean, I mean, you know,
Chris Jericho said this is the best contract he has ever signed
because he doesn't have to work right now, right?
No, money wise.
Yeah.
He said it is more than he has ever been offered by the WWE.
And it allows him to work New Japan.
New Japan. It allows him to tour.
Yep.
And allows him to do his cruise.
And not that WWE wouldn't, but when his contract elapsed, he let it elapse,
he was having contractual talks with them too, and he said they didn't seem interested.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, he's always, you know, remember last year he was a surprise at the Royal Rumble. I think it's probably the last time we saw him.
No, Greatest Royal Rumble.
Greatest Royal Rumble. That's what it was, and it may have been the last time we saw him.
He was supposed to do the casket match with The Undertaker. Well, it was supposed to be, he was going to be part of the greatest Royal Rumble ever, and then he was going to do the casket match when they took Rusev out, and then somehow Rusev got put back into it, and Jericho just did the Rumble. So that was the last time we saw him in WWE, but we have seen him in New Japan since, and he's supposed to be starting something with Tanahashi, so that's interesting to see happening.
I like, you know, Chris Jericho, you know, the cool thing about Chris Jericho, as much as, you know, he tends to come on the show and dislike everybody, except for me. You know, we get an argument. But he one thing about it is he still loves wrestling. He feels is his bread and butter when he has to go back to it. He loves doing it, and he loves telling the stories, and he loves so much about it that he doesn't need it anymore, but he still does it.
And yeah. He said a lot of this going with AEW and everything is not only the fact it's the best deal he's ever been offered, but if he went to WWE and WWE used him and then he left, there'd still be WWE. He wants to make it so he puts AEW on the map
Yeah.
And he wants to be part of that.
Yeah. And he loves those dudes, too. Yes. And he really has a lot. Got a couple of texts in. Someone, Champ, writes in, I need more Mandy Rose. Last week's segment with the hotel room. Aye, aye, aye.
So this is something that actually popped up this week that is not, you know, it was reported on by some people. There was two segments this week that made YouTube views go up huge.
Yes.
It was Alexa Bliss's backstage segment when she was not wearing a top fully.
Yeah.
And Mandy Rose's segment in the hotel.
Yes.
Alexa Bliss is, they normally draw like 150,000, 200,000 views for something like that. Maybe up to a million for like a main event thing on YouTube.
Yeah.
It drew like 5 million views in a couple days.
Wow. Mandy, of course.
And Mandy was up to like 2 million.
Mandy. Oh, yes. When she's walking around in a towel, how can you not watch it? Okay, I'm sorry.
But she was wearing more clothing than her actual wrestling attire.
Yeah, I know. So when the towel disappeared, she had more clothes. It's like, what? Danny?
I don't know. I think the whole thing is interesting because WWE is going to have a crossroads moment here. Because you can't do stuff like that, but then promote the women's revolution.
I agree. It's the old school what they used to do.
I think, yeah. If anything, this is a case for maybe managers.
Yes.
Do this kind of stuff with managers. But you can't have serious female talent and then have them do this kind
of
stuff.
Well, you can. If it's the women's choice. Like,
right.
Scarlett Bordeaux on Impact is doing something similar, and it's fantastic, and it's all her. This is writers writing it for Vince McMahon.
Right.
Yes.
There's a big difference.
Got another message. Welcome to 2019, where a wrestling company is starting a football league while an NFL owner is starting a wrestling company. When does the bartering and talent swapping start? Thanks, Champ. Best match I've seen this week, Andre and Rey Mysterio. More stuff like that.
Yeah.
We got that text. And then they cut a match from the segment with Mandy and Naomi. So, yeah, they turned into a brawl at the end of it. It was pretty cool. 222-1280, star 1280. You can call or text us. We got Scott from Henrietta. What's up, buddy?
Been a while. Hi, guys.
How you doing, man?
Well, you know, I'm listening to the winds of change, and I'm actually enjoying what I'm hearing. If all these things you guys have talked about is true so far, maybe it's, you know, the stuff we've said for years that they finally mismanaged and they abused the talent so much that the talent has finally wised up, can see what's out there, and says, nope, I'm out of here.
There's some people like Booker T who think that this is the most explosive point in the history of wrestling. Now, by ratings wise, you would say no, but with some of the things that are happening behind the scenes, I would say that it is very exciting if you're a wrestler and you have options, you know?
I mean, there's a ton of options. There's a lot of money flying around right now. You know, there's
just printing it up, right?
let's be honest. We haven't seen this kind of activity from wrestlers jumping ships since probably back in the very early Attitude Era, when the start of the NWO and WCW did their raids, and then WWE raided ECW. It's fun to watch from that perspective to see the different possibilities that can open up, but I'm more interested in the fact that these guys who are not getting any love at all in WWE are now going to get their shot to basically go out there and say, hey, look, here I am. This is what I can do, and this is what they denied me all those years. I mean, I don't know. I'm more interested in that. In the revival versus the Bucks.
You're kind of saying that this is kind of like what Cody Rhodes went out and did when he left.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is making an example for what you can do, where you can go out and you can make more money than they're offering you. You can get more popularity. And I mean, and listen, as much as we all love Cody, if you're not an internet wrestling kind of guy, then maybe Cody's still invisible to you. You know, I mean, unless you get to watch Ring of Honor when he shows up, one, you know, it's on 18 times in the weekend on one of the channels, you know. But I mean, if you're not an internet guy, then you don't know what's going on, you know, like with All Elite Wrestling and the Young Bucks
and
stuff.
That's the problem with wrestling right now, is that their major fan base is the internet people, is the people who pay attention and know what's going on, because that's who's watching. You don't have the casual fans that you used to get.
Perfect example was the show, NXT show from London, that Danny was showing me, where the chant was, what was the chant again?
Are you watching Vince McMahon?
Are you watching Vince McMahon?
Vince was watching. He texted, he tweeted back.
Yeah, during the Pete Dunne match.
Yes.
Yes, and so and it was funny because it was like a soccer chant going on in the arena. It was amazing.
I mean, let's not lie, too. That Pete Dunne match was absolutely fantastic. It wasn't the match of this week. I agree with you. It was Mysterio and Andrade, but that UK NXT pay-per-view, you know, they kind of stomped their foot and said, hey, pay attention to us. We actually can do it, too, and that was really impressive. I like seeing these developmental territories pop up within WWE. The problem I have is that the developmental territories are better than the main product by leaps and bounds. I'm sorry. The talent roster is amazing at the main roster level, but the product is so stale and watered down and boring.
That's because you have the writers.
I know. We have writers, and I don't want writers. I want people like I want Triple H running the show. That's all I've ever wanted. It's become more and more painfully obvious over the years that Vince and his crew do not have what it takes anymore. They are old school. They are, you know, buried in the past. They can't come up with anything new. So let's get people who can come up with stuff new. And I really can't call you guys while I'm walking on a treadmill because I'm out of breath. Damn.
I'll say one thing, sir. One of these days, we're going to get the announcement, the retirement of Vince McMahon. And then all the fond memories are going to come plowing out. But right now, there's not a lot of fond memories about, you know, what he's done in the last few years. So
hey, he just took one out of that match.
I don't have any memories, yeah, from the last few years. I have the memories of Vince McMahon being Mr. McMahon. You know, those fond memories, that character,
who was
that
it? Era. On Monday Night Raw, someone called him Vince and then changed it up immediately and went to Mr. McMahon very quickly. It might have been Corbin. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think it was Baron Corbin.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I understand that. I know that there was a published report a couple of weeks ago saying that Vince didn't want to come back to television. I can't think of a way since he's been back that he's actually done anything as an on-air character to improve the product.
He hasn't. None of the family has. You know, I mean, yes, I kind of like Shane and Miz, kind of like, you know, best buddies kind of thing. I don't mind that. That's kind of fun a little bit, but it's like beyond that, I don't think, you know, the way they're changing matches and, you know, eliminating people from matches and doing things and thinking they're changing it. You know, it's what it was is they're trying to relive the days and when they did, and we used to talk about this 20 years ago when we started the show, was how the McMahons were so short on talent that they would use the whole family because at least the family, they, you know, they knew what they were getting with talent wise. And so, and I think that they're trying to go back to those days in which, you know, we know what we're getting, you know, we know what Stephanie can do. We know what Shane can do. We know what Vince, and back then it was still Linda. Now Linda's, you know, sitting on the cabinet under Trump. But, you know, I mean, so they're trying to get to reinvigorate those days. And it's like, unfortunately, we've had enough of Stephanie and Triple H and Shane for the last couple of years. I don't think you can just stop and do a reset on everything that they were doing, you know?
You don't need them. You don't, with the talent they have, if they honestly let them stop reading those stupid scripts, if they honestly let them just be themselves and work as they've worked for years before they got to WWE, the quality would go through the roof. I mean, we know that. We know that Joe and Styles can go. We know Daniel Bryan can go. We can know all these main event players, all of them have the ability to go. Bring back the Dean Ambrose that used to feud with Mick Foley in Florida and FCW, who was just out of control and was fantastic to follow in the show, outside the show, on Twitter, all the way around. It was great. They have to handcuff them, and it's killing the business. It's killing their business.
Yeah,
and it's giving AEW a chance.
And the thing is maybe wrestling will have to collapse in on itself for us to get back to the point where the talents make up their own storylines and create their own characters. But thank you for calling, Scott. And please don't have a heart attack on the treadmill while you're going. Okay,
I'm getting healthy, brother. I'm getting healthy.
Well, it's good. Good to be healthy and get ready to do some shoveling. Okay.
Oh, I'm waiting for that one.
Okay, we'll talk to you later, man. Take it easy, brother. Thank you for calling. 222-1280, star 1280 is the number. We got to go to break in that. We ran a little bit long in this segment, but got some news about a local guy who wrestles for the WWE, and it's good news. It's good news, and we'll talk about that on the flip side. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
If I stand up here for just 5 minutes, it'll be longer than you lasted against Brock Lesnar. So, Braun, stop lying to these people. They believe in you, and all you do is let them down.
You know, Vince, let's be honest. You never believed in me. Well, you hear that? Those people do.
My left foot, it was right here under the bottom rope when Chad Gable had me pinned, and I know the three of you saw it.
Yes, but instead of throwing a fiesta or banging on your piñatas or whatever it is you three amigos do to get the referee's attention, you turned your back on the revival.
You turned your back, and there's a heavy price that you gotta pay for last week. And tonight, boys, it's time to pay up.
This is Kane from WWE on 1280 WHTK, Rochester's Sports Talk.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. Thank you, Kane. Hey,
he needs to update that, Ed, that he's mayor of Knox County.
Yes, mayor of Knox County, and man who will take money from Saudi Arabia, Kane. All right, welcome back. Oh, I forgot to do birthdays today. Today, we're celebrating 78 with Pat Patterson. Pat Patterson is 78. R-Truth, I'll give you guys each one guess. How old do you think R-Truth is today?
42?
I was going to say 46.
47.
Oh.
R-Truth is 47.
What do I win?
I was
closest and I didn't go over. I assume we're doing Price is Right rules.
Yes. Ding, 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 ding. You get to come down and bid on the, you get to go to the, what do they call it? I don't remember. Price is
Showcase
Right.
Showdown.
Showcase Showdown, yes. Got one more for you. How old do you guys, how old do you guys think Tyler Breeze is today?
37.
32.
31. Both over.
Oh, we both over.
Wow. Dun, 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 dun.
Did I see yesterday was Ted DiBiase's birthday?
Was it? Ted DiBiase? I can imagine how old Ted is. Ted, by the way, Danny had Ted sign his belt. Right, Danny?
Oh, my prized possession.
Yes. I remember that because that was when we went to the Comic-Con up there in Niagara Falls,
yes.
Right? And, yes, Ted's birthday. Yes, it was. He's born in 1954, which would make Ted a subtle 66, or 60, what was I saying? 65, 60, oh, able to collect check now. All right. Welcome.
Everybody's got a price.
Yeah, I wonder how old, what's his name, Vincent or whatever you call him, Virgil is.
Oh, God, I don't know.
I don't know, but he's probably not as old as Ted. 222-1280, star 1280. So, Danger, I teased this great thing about a local wrestler. Why don't you tell him about it?
Yes, so it appears that the Bludgeon Brothers, both Rowan and Harper, are apparently cleared to wrestle again. They both had injuries. Actually, Rowan got hurt first, then Harper had some wrist injury that we don't know 100% because he was
wearing a cap. Told me on the phone it was nothing. He's okay. Yeah. He said he was fine. Just happened to get a picture when Brad Williams was in town, the comedian who
yes.
is a little person. And also, what are the guys that do the show? What's that show
Impractical
called?
Impractical Jokers?
Yeah, Impractical, the guy from Impractical Jokers was in the picture, too. They took it backstage at Comedy at Carlson, and he had a cast on, and everybody online's like, oh, he's got a cast on, but he said it was fine. Apparently fine enough that...
He's cleared to wrestle.
He's good this week.
Possibly.
Possibly this week.
They also, in other injury news that came out, we saw the thing back at when the McMahons came back and ruined everything with Kevin Owens... coming back from injury, returning soon. Apparently, he may be able to return soon, but they're going to hold him off until possibly after WrestleMania for that return. And if you haven't seen a picture of him recently, he's actually in phenomenal shape. He dropped a lot of weight.
Oh. Would he go to, like, a camp or something?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Now yeah. Vince will have to think of something else to complain about with him.
Yeah. 222-1280. Star 12 is the number. I'm kind of, you know, I thought they were going to hold him out to the Royal Rumble because that seems to be.
I would think he would be him and Sammy would be Royal Rumble entrance or something like that.
I mean,
that
they did tease him on TV, so they showed pictures of him and everything and said they're coming
back.
But
we haven't seen anything since.
You know what? Someone sent to me and they said, you know what would really help WWE right now? They said a pipe bomb. And we don't mean like an explosive. We mean like CM Punk.
Pyro? Oh.
CM Punk. No, we have lost Pyro too. Maybe that's why ratings are down. You know, but CM Punk.
Pyro signed with AEW too. It's not coming back.
Oh, Pyro's not coming back. It's all with AEW. I think CM Punk, you know what? Make up, kiss and make up and bring the guy back and blow everyone's mind at the Royal Rumble. And I think at least you'd get Chicago's audience back, you know, and I mean, that's number two city in the United States. So, or maybe number three. I'm not sure. They call it the second city, but I think
it's three now because Los Angeles.
Yeah, Los Angeles is bigger. So 222-1280, star 1280. We got Rick from Rochester. What's up, Rick?
Hey, what's going on, gang? How are you guys feeling today?
Oh, we're doing great. How about you?
Can't complain. Hey, first of all, just a few things on my mind. Congratulations to Nikki Cross and Killian for getting engaged.
Do you see some of the pictures of when they were younger together and Killian Dane was actually...
Oh, my God,
he looks so corporate, you know?
Well, not with the purplish hair, though, but yeah.
No, but I mean, he doesn't look like he does now. But I mean, he's still one of my favorite guys to watch out there when they let him do what he can do, so.
And then Nikki wants to play. That girl's so funny.
She does. I think you're going to need her on TV a lot more to get that over because unless you're watching NXT, I don't know if you're going to get that. She's kind of like, you know, canned shorter six pack. You know what I mean?
Right, a little quirky spitfire.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, focusing on AEWA, how are they still under contract? Obviously, they're going to wrestle in MSG.
They're not.
No, the Bucks and
the Bucks
Cody.
And Cody are not.
Yeah, their contracts will have expired before the MSG Ring of Honor show.
They expired already.
Yeah, New Japan show too. So not even Kenny will be there. Can you imagine if you lose all those guys? Before?
So they hyped it up and you know, promoted it and things like that and booked it, and now they can't even go in there for the one off last time.
They never booked it. They were never actually advertised for it at all. Even in all the trailers they had for that show, they never once showed the Bucks, Cody, or Kenny Omega.
Why were they saying that, you know, that we're the ones that, you know, booked and everything, we sold it out? And
I mean, they would be accurate in saying they helped sell it out because everybody was under the assumption at the time that you might see them there. I will say this, though. New Japan, though, great awareness that they've lost people and they need to do something big. There's already rumors that they've put out that your main event at that event is going to be Okada versus Tanahashi.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Nice.
I was under the assumption that Cody and the Bucks booked that whole MSG show.
No. Ring of Honor is Ring of Honor New Japan.
Cody and the Bucks don't have the legal sway to pull Vince McMahon off of that like Sinclair does.
Yeah, that was. Remember that there was a lot of hype. There was a lot of grief about that after they announced it, and then WWE tried to block it. So then Ring of Honor came back and actually with New Japan made it happen. So
okay, how do you think it sounds if Goldust ever did want to cross over and be the head booker at AEW? He's such a great mind. He's such a awesome talent for the business behind
that's
the scenes.
That's actually already been talked about, that Cody is going, or that Dustin's going to be leaving and going to AEW, whether working as a backstage person or maybe someone on camera.
Yeah.
Probably backstage, though, because
Well, he's a producer right now. He's a producer for Monday Night Raw.
Yeah. He had double knee surgery.
Yeah. And I say, as well, like Badass Billy Gunn is a producer for AE Wrestling, too.
Yeah.
So they've got a few guys that you need those guys to be able to do the matches, so.
Well, where are you going to be able to pick it up and watch it when it actually comes out?
I mean, there's lots of theories going around. One, but that, I mean, with the family that's involved in it, the biggest one I heard was the CW network. So we're not sure right now. But when it's announced, it's going to be it'll be a big topic on this show. I'll guarantee that. We'll be posting it on
Facebook.
It'll
be a big topic everywhere.
Yeah, it's going to, I think it'll shake a lot of things. And who knows? I mean, there's still a lot of papers to sign and stuff. So they're waiting till everything's set before they start making, you know, any sort of tease about a debut and stuff. Though they do.
So is there any time frame, do you think, when the actual product's on the air and by the fall, you think?
Well, I will say they do have another show coming up. What's the second show there called?
Double or Nothing,
and so that could be like where we get the big announcements and everything.
That's May 25th, I think it was.
Yeah,
and then they're supposed to be doing another show in Jacksonville over the summer.
Okay, so there are some shows that they are set. They may be doing footage, maybe even taping. Who knows, you know?
Okay, and last thing, I'm sticking with ROH slash AEW, is Scorpio Sky and Frankie Kazarian out of ROH?
Yes.
Kaz. They've all signed with AEW.
Yep. Even
Daniels is still there.
No, Daniels gone too.
No, Daniels has been gone a while. Yeah, he was the first one gone.
Oh, because they gave him a contract, and I thought, and then he got attacked. I thought he would still be there.
Yeah, well, they know when people are leaving, how to tease it to make them look good. So
But Marty's obviously going to stay there for a while, right? Because he's got this villain enterprise, which
Marty's still under contract, I believe, for another year. So he's got another year until he leaves.
I like that little faction he's got going on with those other dudes.
It's fun. He's a mastermind, so I like his character. I like everything about him. The only bad thing about him is he's like 5'9", I think, and that, that's about it,
Hey, man, you guys stay safe, brother. I'll holler at you guys later.
Okay, Ricky, you man. Shovel, enjoy the football this weekend, too, man. 222-1280, star 1280. We're going to break on that note. If you want to give us a call, you can text us. Going to do some bludgeoning into the break just to celebrate them coming back. Hopefully we'll see them sooner than later. And we will see you on the flip side. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
You see, 20 years ago, when everyone left this man high and dry, Stone Cold Steve Austin, see you, Vince. The Rock, see you, Vince. The current Universal Champion, Brock Lesnar. Take this job and shove it, Vince. I'm going to play football. You didn't know what to do. You turned around at a crew of rejects and misfits, and you begged somebody to step up. And I walked up to you and looked you in the eyes like a man. And I said, you give me a chance, and I will not let you down.
Now, I, for one, would be a liar. Not that I've ever told a lie before, thank you. If I didn't admit I've had my eye on Drew McIntyre, we should all have our eyes on Drew McIntyre. That man, that athlete, that competitor is almost guaranteed to be one day the Universal Heavyweight Champion.
Prophecies from Paul Heyman there. Before, what's the guy's name who came out and was standing behind him?
One of the guys from Heavy Machinery.
Heavy Machinery.
Otis?
Otis.
Yes, it was Otis.
Pretty lady,
Okay, guys. 222-1280, star 12 is the number. What did you think of that segment? I mean, we watched it here before the show, and it's like, I was just, when I watch it on TV, it's like, what's going on? Is Festus back?
That's almost what it seemed like to me. Like, they're going Festus 2.0.
Yeah.
Who's the other kid that used to be on that used to wave to everybody?
Eugene.
Yeah, I was thinking, is he doing a Eugene there? It's like, I just don't know where.
Some of these like shouting nonsense, and the only words you actually hear are "pretty lady."
Pretty lady.
Although that's something we didn't talk about, the unveiling of the women's tag titles.
Let's mention that. That happened this past week. They've been teasing it for quite a while.
And the way they're deciding the first champions, awesome idea.
Yeah.
Awesome idea.
Yeah.
Six teams in an elimination chamber.
Wow. Six. So that's 12 ladies wrestling in an elimination. Are they like sticking two in each pod?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two teams will start, and then every 5 minutes, a new team enters.
Who gets Nia Jax's pod? Who's in there with her? Tamina?
I'm guessing Tamina.
That's going to be pretty tight, huh? Don't you think?
Those are pretty big pods.
Yeah, they are pretty big pods. Interesting. We had the first women's Elimination Chamber match last year. Now we're going to get an Elimination Chamber tag match for the winners to be the first. And, they've been teasing it since when? The beginning of the year? Last year? End of last year? When, the McMahons came in and said, well, we're going to have a women's tag team title.
And they didn't say anything about it until...
They've done this before. We've had women's tag titles before. We're talking back in the 80s. And you know what? They completely wrote them off. It's like, oh, yeah, we don't need them anymore. They'll just disappear,
I
think with the women's revolution in wrestling, I think the way that they're really, you know, trying to, you know, and you know what? I think they should defend them the very first time. Saudi Arabia. What do you think?
I don't think the country will let that happen, so...
I'm just throwing out some ideas. 222-1280.
Throwing a title defense and a beheading while we're at it.
Yeah.
222-1280. Star 1280 is a number. Yeah. See, that there's always is going to be that juxtaposition. That, you know, as much as the women's division is fantastic, they still can't wrestle in Saudi Arabia. So it's like, you know, who knows? I mean, will they cause, maybe the women's wrestling will cause a revolution there to make things change. I doubt it, though. It's been the same way for thousands of years. Cashman here with Danger Boy, DC Dan Cole, and thank you so much for listening. Some more news. Let's see. Well, did we talk about Andrade kind of telling people not to come to WWE?
Yes.
Do you think if they hear that he's going to be in deep trouble, even though he did get a win over Rey Mysterio?
Why he got the win. That's why he's been getting wins, is because they want to kind of prove him wrong and because he's a phenomenal talent.
Remember, we saw him and Drew McIntyre here in Rochester.
Yes.
What a match we saw.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, NXT, please come back. That's all I'm saying. Please come back.
Today.
Yes. Come back as soon as possible. We loved it. And we had a great crowd. I thought the crowd was fantastic in Rochester.
I mean, they were in Buffalo not too long ago.
That's true. And I wish we had gone because JB was there. And it's like, kicking myself.
And we got to see local boy.
That's right. Luke
Challenge
Harper.
Challenge Ricochet.
Yeah, and Tyler Breeze was on the show too. Yeah. So we had a bunch of I have a lot of regrets not driving to Buffalo to see a couple of shows. That and the last Ring of Honor show there too.
No, the Ring of Honor show that we saw had more people on it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we got the New Japan. That was sweet. A lot of guys we can watch every night on or every weekend on Access TV. Now they got this Access block every Friday night. I don't know if you saw that. They're doing New Japan Pro Wrestling at 8, 9 o'clock. They're doing this new women's of wrestling. Have you seen that? David McClain and Jeannie Buss, you know, former or co-owner of the Lakers, I believe, are doing a women's, because of GLOW's popularity coming back and everything, they're doing on Fridays. And this is, I think, channel 93 it's in the 90s, 96 on Access TV. This is every Friday night. You get New Japan at 8. You get 9 o'clock. You get Women of Wrestling. And at 10, they have this thing called LFA, which is a MMA organization. They're calling it a block of wrestling and MMA. So it's pretty cool if you got that channel. I know it costs a little bit more. It's up, you know. And sorry, Billy DeTore. I didn't mean to mention it, but Billy DeTore always tells me, I can't get the channel. And it's like, I'm sorry that I'm mentioning it. But it's out there, and you can watch it if you want, if you can find a way to get it. So, I've been watching the Wrestle Kingdom. They've been showing Wrestle Kingdom the last few weeks on New Japan. Very good stuff. I mean, the day after, they showed pretty much the two main matches. You know, the day after, it was fantastic. Channel 97. There, I'll get it right. I have it right here in front of me. And LFA's Legacy Fighting Alliance MMA group that starts at 10 o'clock on Access TV. So if you have Access TV, you know, you will you can watch that. So Friday night becomes a new wrestling night, and so you have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. If you are into Impact, I believe that's Friday nights too, yes, as well. So that's Friday nights, and then you have this stuff on Friday nights, and then every once in a while you'll get an NXT pay per view on a Saturday, WWE Sunday. It really is a wrestling smorgasbord, as we say. So there's a lot of stuff definitely going on in the world of wrestling. And some, you know, if you want to take a look at some other stuff, New Japan is a lot of fun. I'm going to go to break on that just because we're a little bit behind because I went a little long in the first segment. And, you know, out to you there, the pipe bomber. That's right. CM Punk, we'd love to see you back. I would love to see you back. I love controversy, and I'd love to see bridges mended. So we'll be back after this. You listen to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
I have something no other WWE superstar has. Ruthless aggression.
Hey, the Pain Clinic, that's not just the coolest, that's not just the best, it's just incredible.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. Just incredible, former ECW heavyweight champion.
Recently out of jail.
Yeah, just got out of the clink. Well, you know, good for him. Welcome back to the show. Ruthless aggression. I thought that was interesting that John Cena reinvigorated that phrase when he was confronting Vince McMahon in the ring. You know, Vince McMahon gave him obviously a shot to get to the heavyweight championship. Didn't quite work out, but
apparently anyone who came down that segment got a shot.
Yeah, pretty much everyone. Well, they had a four way. Whoever won that got to do it.
And, and Jinder asked backstage, and he got a shot.
Yeah,
to knock someone out.
Yeah, which you know, interesting. Danny,
I was just gonna say, as long as it's not toothless aggression.
A toothless aggression
that never existed,
because we know what happens then.
Oh yeah, definitely not. So welcome back to the show. We're brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Don't Delight Empire at Culver. We're going to be out at Salvatore's at the Garage Door February 9th for UFC 234. That's right. It's also at Salvatore's Saloon in Scottsville. No cover charge. Come on out and watch with us. 10 p.m. start time. Get there early. Be drink specials all night long, adult beverage specials, and that's February 9th, Salvatore Saloon, Salvatore's at the Garage Door, UFC 234.
Can I say something to show some solidarity with our great sponsor, Salvatore's?
You can.
With the impending bad weather, don't be that jerk that's ordering pizza.
I don't know, they just sent out more coupons.
And if you are, tip generously.
I literally just got an email from Salvatore's about 2 seconds ago giving me more coupons because they'll be open during the storm.
Nice. Tip, well, yeah, please, generously. Please. Remember, it's hazardous out there. So, yeah, so it's supposed to turn into Snowmageddon by about 2 o'clock today. And then it's just
the heavy stuff's not supposed to hit until about 10 tonight.
10 tonight?
It's supposed to be like this until about then.
Okay. Well, you know, that's not stopping me from getting around. You know what? It might. You know, I mean, I don't like sliding as much, but... we will definitely, you know.
You don't like drifting through corners?
I don't, yeah, maybe not. Maybe.
It's fun, as long as no one else is on the road next to you.
Yeah, true. I mean, that's how I kind of got nailed back in the beginning of December. So, interesting. So, Champ, right?
Yeah, talking about getting nailed on the air.
Hold on a second.
Hey-o.
So, Champ's picks for the Rumble returns. We got Matt Hardy, Papa Shango, Finley, and Scotty Too Hottie. I don't know how much that'll pop the crowd. He wants to see Cena versus Becky Lynch in Saudi Arabia. Any news on Lars Sullivan? He was supposed to show up again this past week.
Apparently,
right?
He's been told, come back when you're ready to come back.
So, kind of like Mauro Ranallo a little bit. He's got some anxiety issues. Oh, boy. I mean,
I wonder if JBL will make fun of him.
Oh, boy. I hope not. I mean, yeah. But then again, I don't know if JBL would, because that guy looked like he would kill him. So, but, you know, I mean, you know.
JBL got knocked out by Joey Styles.
If you have anxiety issues and someone tells you you're going to wrestle John Cena at WrestleMania, does that make him spike like crazy?
It could.
That's what I'm guessing, because it's like he's getting an opportunity, and unfortunately, it's
the biggest stage.
Yeah, you know, and I mean, wrestling is hard enough as it is, you know, to go out there and do. And then, you know, then you get thrown into. But, you know, hopefully we'll see him, man. I'm hoping it works out okay. You know, maybe some big news about another guy who should be returning soon, too, is Ty Dillinger. Looks like he'll be coming back soon.
I'm thinking number 10 in the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, well, why not? He'll be 2 years. He did it 2 years in a row. Can it be three? You know, and he's been cleared to return. So we got him, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, Sin Cara, Fandango, and the Bludgeon Brothers all allowed to come back now. Are they like, you know, number 9 through number 17 in the Royal Rumble coming out?
Be interesting. It'll be fun to see what they do.
It's I
don't know who's going to win it this year right off the top of my head.
Well, Seth Rollins.
I think that's what I'm thinking too. Is I think that there's rumors about who's going to be taking on the champ at WrestleMania, and that name has popped up a bit lately, and it's a wise name.
But does he really need to win the Rumble to be able to do it?
He's a go-to guy too. You know, it's true about that too.
Why not have like Andrade win it and then take on Daniel Bryan at WrestleMania, and then we actually get a match we want to see?
True. You know, Daniel Bryan holds it to that point. I mean, and then I guess we'll really get a feel for where AJ Styles is going too, because I mean, if his contract,
he's going to resign.
You think
he's
going
to resign for much less schedule?
And Kenny Omega. I mean, Kenny Omega's free the couple days before the Royal Rumble.
No, after.
I thought it was January 31st was his contract.
Yeah, up. Royal Rumble's the 27th.
Oh, so he is. So, oh, that's terrible timing then.
I mean, they. At this point, open up the purse strings and pay any penalties.
Why not? I mean, you know, I mean, they take it. They've written him off of New Japan. I mean, he was written off at Wrestle Kingdom. So.
I'm doubling down on my statement. I still think it's a huge mistake if Omega doesn't go to WWE. As much as there's people I don't want to see go to WWE, he has to at this point.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? That's where you prove yourself is on the biggest stage. And that, you know, and that's a, you know, and honestly, people like the Young Bucks can say no to that because they know that they their low end guarantees on a contract would not make what they can do on the road right now.
But they would have.
They would have with this new contract offered to them.
They would have made over $1 million a year.
I'm gonna say, but they also, I think I'm also guessing that they, you know, they also would be under control of the WWE, and these guys like to do their own thing, you know?
Well, yeah, they want to have their schedule and do their thing. But the money they got offered and the deal they got offered and being able to do the WWE network show and all that stuff, as WWE thought, there's no way they can turn this down. So it's, I mean, money's not everything to everybody.
No, it's true. It's true.
And quite honestly, if I was someone in the business who had the creative mind, if I can get a company up that would actually be a legitimate competition in WWE, that would be a bigger deal to me than succeeding in WWE.
Yeah, you know, it would, because you could change the landscape of wrestling, yes. You know, and, you know, and maybe.
And that's what they think they can do. So.
And also maybe benefit other wrestlers who now have an option.
Correct.
You know, I think that's a good, you know, great idea. And that's, you know, that's, you know, and that's looking out for the business over looking out for who's running the business right now, you know? You know, it's interesting. You know, we next week, you know, we're coming to the end of the show, but next week will be our Royal Rumble show. So we'll, I guess we'll, there'll be a lot of topics going on about that. And maybe we'll take calls and people, maybe didn't we do like a giveaway last year where whoever had the number got the prize or something like that? Well, look for on Facebook this week. I'm going to put something up and maybe we'll have people call in and get a number. And if your number wins, you win a book or something.
Get your number.
But on that note, we're going to say goodbye for another week. We want to thank you for listening. Please don't forget to be our friend on Facebook. We were live this whole hour on Facebook. And we are every week. We try to be at least. Be our friend on Facebook. You can also listen to all our old shows on iTunes.
Follow us on Twitter.
Follow us, you know, be, you know, what else? So we have also an Instagram, which I don't often put pictures up, but I'm going to do one today for Instagram before you guys leave because we need to put more pictures up on Instagram. So definitely check that out. I want to thank you guys for listening.
They don't have to be selfies, Cash.
I'm trying not to, but usually I'm the only one. I've got the longest arms, so that's why. We're going to get out of here. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next week. And think about the Royal Rumble and call in with your predictions next week. We'll see you next week here on Fox Sports 1280.